Stand your son of you, let's read God's word together. Obadiah chapter 1. Some of you have never seen Obadiah in your whole life. Some of you have been born in your whole life of existence, 30 something, you have never read Obadiah. Today you will Obadiah. Obadiah 1:21. You've never read it. Obadiah. There are some scriptures in Nahum. Habakkuk. Are you the one Habakkuked for me? You'll play too much, man. Don't use it, though. Just leave it. Okay, Obadiah. And saviors shall come out of Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. My emphasis will be saviors shall come out of Mount Zion. This is not Sinai. This is Zion. Saviors come out of Zion. We're not victims in Zion. We are saviors out of Zion. Glory to God. Acts chapter number 4, verse 12. We'll read this together in concert at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3, go. Yeah, the third service, usually they will have had breakfast before coming to church. That was very low. That was first service vibe. Let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, go. The subject of salvation is important that the believer knows. The embarrassment is equivalent to an accountant telling you that he does not like math. That I'm not the calculation guy, and you're an accountant. Or the pilot, I'm not a maths person, God bless you, and you're an accountant. Or a pilot say, I'm scared of height. That's the same way you talk to a believer and they don't know what salvation is. It's an embarrassment. So you don't know the product that you have. You see what I'm saying? So the church in Nigeria has gone wide, but shallow, not deep. But not us. Saviors are coming out of Zion. Saviors are coming out of the Logic Church. So we're going to deal with the salvation matter today and end it on Wednesday by God's grace. I'll start something really special next week, Sunday too. Keep me in your prayers as we come through towards the conference. Bow your head for a word of prayer. Supernatural Father, we trust you. We sanctify this moment for the teaching and the preaching of God's grace. Let our heart burn as this gospel is being preached. Open up our eyes to see Jesus. He's glorified. Your people are defied. The devil's terrified. As he's revealed, we are unveiled. Give me nimbleness of mind, agile thought. Give your people understanding as you give me utterance. I pray by your spirit in Jesus' matchless name. And everybody said amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. I didn't hear you. Glory to God. Louder, glory to God. Let me start this afternoon by saying your spirit is saved. Your soul is being saved. Your body will be saved. Say that again. Your spirit is saved. Your soul is being saved. Your body will be saved. Again, your spirit is saved. How do I know that? Romans chapter 8 verse 16, it says, the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are now children of God. Your soul will be saved. How do I know the salvation of your soul? Romans chapter 12 verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is the salvation of your soul. James chapter 1 verse 21, taking now the engrafted word of God that is able to save your soul. Your soul is being saved. Your body will be saved. How do I know that your body will be saved? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 53 to 55. He says, at the blast of the trumpet, mortality will put on immortality. Natural will put on supernatural. LFC, you should know this. Yeah, you death will put on life. That's the salvation of the body. So your spirit is saved and there is nothing you can do about it. Your soul is being saved because man is a tripartite being. You are not your body. Man is spirit. You have a soul. You live in your body. You are not your shoes. So your shoes are able to move because your legs are inside. You see what I'm saying? Your shoes are animated because your legs are inside. The day your shoes, your legs get out of your shoes, it's just there, dead. What brings your shoe to life is your leg inside your shoe. What is your leg inside your shoe that gives the shoe life? In the same way, who you really are is not your body. And I know we spend time doing the makeup, fix our face. What is beautiful? The mind of the believer. It is popularly said that the Pentecostal mind is a mind that is not usually used. God forbid, not us. Use your mind. God gave you brain so that you not be disturbing him all the time. The important thing about mind is that God can bless you outside of the capacity that your mind can grasp. So the power of God's spirit inside of you is infinite, is limitless, is boundless. But your mind determines the capacity that you can receive. Hey, are you seeing what I'm saying? Your mind determines. So mind transformation is important. If you've ever been in a labor room, the baby comes head first. Until your head is out, your body cannot come out. Are you listening to me? Until your head is out, your body can come out. So it's the mind. Your mind is limiting what God wants to do in your life. Oh my God. Your mind is limiting what God wants to do in your life. So the more you open your mind for possibilities, the more you see the avalanche, the great grace of God supplied to you. Let me show you the part of the soul that is being renewed. If I take your SIM card, Oviri, and I put it inside my phone, I give you my phone, you're going to have my pictures, you're going to have my videos, you're going to have my trappings there. If I put my SIM card in your phone and take your phone, I'm going to have the pictures and everything there. The truth is, when we get saved, it's like the SIM card connection to the internet. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. That means your SIM card has connected to MTN, that you have connection. My life is like a GSM phone. It's a series I preached way back in uni. But the problem is, now that your SIM is connected with God, you still have pictures that you have to delete. You still have videos that you have to delete. You still have files that you have to delete. Because when you got saved, it didn't change the file of the pornography and the other things that you left in your subconscious, that you now have to use the Spirit of God's grace to begin to remove. So be it transformed. Transition is a daily walk. So the salvation of your soul is a daily walk. I'm moving whilst I'm changing. I'm changing whilst I'm moving. I keep exposing myself to the Word of God's grace. Your life is patterned after a particular lifestyle. Your dress and everything is after a particular lifestyle. That has to be changed by the power of God's grace. That's the salvation of the soul. So you talk to people, the problem is not whether their spirit is saved, it's that the mind is messed up, jacked up. And so when God wants to bless, he can't bless through that mind, because you can teach what you know, you can only give birth to who you are. That's the truth. So God wants your mind worked on. That's the salvation of you. So you take this word of God every day and apply it on your mind. And stop putting a limitation on God. And I'm speaking to somebody. When God says he's going to bless you, stop thinking, you know, listen to me. Oh. So, one guy, he's a golfer. Went to meet a billionaire. And then said to him, "You're a golfer. What can I give to you on your birthday?" He said, "A golf course." You know, that's what he said. But when he said that, he was expecting the golf bag. The billionaire came to meet him and said, "Oh, that's your birthday gift." Somewhere around there, it was a whole golf course. But what the guy was expecting was the golf kit, golf set. But the billionaire's capacity, this is what you said to me. The problem is that they had two different mindsets on the same subject. That's the problem you're dealing with people. Is that you have the ego's view and you're trying to explain to the tortoise what you are seeing. Because the mind is in that direction. Start believing God for incredible things. Ephesians, this is sidebar, Ephesians 3:20. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above whatever you ask, think, or imagine. So your thought and your imagination is very close to the power within you. So what you are thinking and what you are imagining, you are praying, but you just don't know that you are praying. So your prayer is not just what you say. So when David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable, be in alignment with what, you see, we're preparing for conference. And some of my members have been gracious. They've dropped their cars, G-Wagon, Range Rover. But I've been saying I need a Kulina for Dr. Creflo. I just said it. A Rolls Royce Kulina would be good for Dr. Creflo. So I was at the gym, I was speaking with Deacon T.A. and my coach. I said, you know what? I don't know. I just think that the Kulina is spacious for him. I just want to honor him. I want to make him feel comfortable. They're like, that car, people that have it, maybe we have to borrow, we have to do this, or maybe we pay. But when you pay, it can be 1.5 million naira a day times XYZ day. I didn't answer. I just kept quiet. I said, no problem. Sure, we've said it. The next day, I'm driving out. I got a call from some guy, not a member of church. Hey, I hear you're bringing Dr. Creflo to church. I said, yes. He said, so I believe he must drive in my Kulina. And I have a full security squad with it. It's brand new. They've not. He just started talking. I'm like, oh. So when I was discussing it that time, God was like, okay, wow, your mind is open enough. I can give it to you. But I just believed God for it. So your mind is limiting the mighty flow of God's power in your spirit. So you need the salvation of your mind on a daily basis. Take the word of God. Clean your mind with the word of God. Wash your mind with the word of God. Soak your mind with the word of God. And then open your mind to possibilities, because all things are possible. People who have the things you are believing God for, do they have two heads? Some of you are even better at what you do than what they do. Yes, but they just have a bigger mind. You just have minds that just want crumbs. You don't think of the big picture. Tell your neighbor, not me. Say it again, not me. Louder, say not me. Louder, say not me. It's the same way they said to me, you just jump and bring Dr. Creflo. I said, did he say he's not coming? Did he reply to say, how dare you bring me? Or how dare you invite me? Who are you to invite me? He replied, I'm coming. I'm not just giving you one, I'm giving you 3 days. Why? It's the hoopa baloo within you. God always knows how to exceed your expectation. What is limiting you is your mindset. You have contemporary faith, but village mindset. I'm telling you. Make we manage them. Make we reduce them. Make we do like this. Make it no waste. Make it do this. It's just small-minded. I break it off your life in Jesus' name. Say, I'm ready for more. Oh, this service is special. I feel it. Say, I'm ready for more. Say, I'm ready for more. I open my mind for more. My God is limitless, infinite. So I believe God for impossible things. That is my reality. In the name of Jesus, all things are possible with God. All things are possible to me in Jesus' matchless name. Like we said last week, salvation is God's product. Don't put your effort into it. Don't freestyle into salvation. When the student wants to learn about salvation, you must remove your definition and your effort and your idiosyncrasies from it. It's not man's product. You don't take iPhone and say, this battery is supposed to be here now. This camera is supposed to be here. Do your own. If you're going to buy the iPhone, use it the way they made it. In the same way, when you are dealing with salvation, follow salvation the way salvation is. Don't edit salvation. Don't help salvation. Don't balance it. It will balance you. Ephesians 2 from verse 5 to 10. Message. He took our sin dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company of Jesus our master. Next verse. Now God has us where he wants us with all the time in the world, and next to shower grace and kindness. What? Upon us where? Salvation is all his idea. And all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. Salvation was not man's idea. It was not man who cried to God for mercy. Salvation is not a response to prayer. It's the gift of grace. So you didn't pray Jesus to the cross. From start to finish. So there's no part of the Christian race where we suspend grace. There's no part of the Christian race where we say, grace, wait first. Let's add works. No, it is grace from start to what? Finish. Next verse. It says, we don't play the major role. If we did, we'll probably go around bragging that we've done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the what? The making and the saving. That's God's grace. The making and the saving. So leave it for God. Let grace do what grace knows how to do. So there's no part of salvation. Say, no, let's see whether we can add some things. And people who taught salvation earlier on, it was too good to be true to them, and they did not accept it. So they had to bring some human effort inside of it. Salvation is not partnership. Salvation is sole proprietorship. God. We don't achieve anything. We receive everything. We are not contributors. We are recipients. Are you listening to me? So, Father, as I partner with you on salvation, I do this, you do this. No, you don't partner. You receive salvation. It's a gift from start to finish. Glory to God. If you missed last week's Sunday, please go on the YouTube channel of the Logic Church. Even if you're watching online, go watch the first installment of salvation. It will help you understand properly what we're talking about today. Give me my first slide. Let's travel. Glory to God. First slide of salvation. We continue to. Salvation means you will never at any time have to pay for your sins, because all our sins have been paid for. Never at any time have to pay for your sins. And the scripture there is 1 Peter. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Can you see that? Once and for all. The blood of Jesus was shed once for all time, once for all men, once for all sins. Let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, go. Once for all time, once for all men, once for... The blood of Jesus was shed once for all time, once for all men, once for all sins. That mindset of you need to punish yourself because you did something wrong is of the devil. You cannot pay for your sins. You shouldn't pay for your sins. Because it's a new move now. You mess up, I want you just... And it's not really new. It's been there for a long time. When people mess up, they say, I just want to stay away from church. What you are saying is that your car is bad, but you don't want to go to the mechanic. Make it make sense. That you are sick, you don't want to see the doctor. You want to treat yourself at home. Something else usually enters that journey. Because that's not grace. That's not how grace moves. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? It's Jesus' blood paid. Give me this in NLT. NLT, quickly. Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. That's the purpose of the blood of Jesus. It's not to soak your food. It's for important matters like sin. I soak my food in the blood of Jesus, and then you eat it. And then you eat it. Rice and blood. Or a bam blood. Think of what you are saying now. I soak my food in the blood of Jesus. Then when you are traveling, I soak the road as you are going with the blood. So how many? 33,000 liters of the blood will be supplied on the road as you are moving. The blood was shed once for all time, once for all men. What if the name of Jesus is a master key? The blood of Jesus is a receipt that will be constantly tendered in the litigation junctions of destiny. So it's not something flowing. It's something that has been paid for. That's the blood of Jesus. So every time the devil comes, my life has been bought by the blood of Jesus. So you tender the receipt of the blood of Jesus. It's not a blood flow. It's not flowing. It's not your ribena that you pour in front of your house. That's not the blood of Jesus. It's receipt paid. It's for sin matters. Some of you even soaked your car on your way to church with the blood of Jesus. Leave the blood for blood matters. Blood also life matters, sin issues. And some of you say, I cover my car with the blood of Jesus. That's a good prayer. But let me tell you what you are saying that you may not understand. Cover is an insurance term. Cover is not literal, it's insurance term. You know what that means? Does your insurance cover theft? Does your insurance cover accidents? Does your insurance cover this? Does your insurance cover flood? So when you say, I cover my life with the blood of Jesus, what you are saying is that I have insured my life with the blood of Jesus. And insurance is not paid for at the point of accident. Insurance must have been paid before the accident occurs. Are you listening to me? Tell your neighbor, my life is insured. Loud, I say, my life is insured by the precious blood of Jesus. Loud, I say, my life is insured. Hebrews 10:10 to 12. Quickly, Hebrews 10:10 to 12. By the which we are sanctified through the offering of one of the body of Jesus, once and for all. Can you see that? And every high priest standing daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. But this man, bad guy, a badding guy, present continuous tense, Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. One sacrifice for sins forever. One sacrifice for sins, what? Forever. One sacrifice for sins, what? Forever. That's the payment of sin. Once and for all. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, I say glory to God. I said glory to God. You can hear me. I said glory. Listen to me. The prophet represents God to the people. The priest represents the people to God. Can you hear me? The prophet represents God to the people. The priest represents the people to God. So that's why every prophet prophesied, thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord. Jesus came and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I'm not them to say, thus says the Lord. I am the Lord that they've been doing and saying. So I say, verily, verily, I say unto you, because I am the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Ye search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me. I am the very Word of God. So it's the sure word of prophecy. But the priest represents the people before God, this man. So what the priest does, when God wants to deal with the people, he doesn't look at the people, he looks at the priest. Oh, you didn't get it. When God wants to deal with the people, he doesn't look at the people, he deals with the priest. What do you think happened with David and Goliath, Israelite? 40 days, Goliath was shouting, give me one man, because that's the spiritual principle. Because from where we come from, we'll just rush you. If we cannot beat you, we'll gather people to beat you. But they couldn't, because the principle is one man, Adam. One man, Noah. One man, Moses. One man, Abraham. One man, David. One man, Joshua. One man, Samson. The principle is one man. Once that man wins, everybody has won. Once that man fails, everybody has failed. It's the principle is one man. Listen to me. If another church wants to do music competition with us, for instance, I'm not going to bring Deacon Ine, we have failed, or DDK, Dr. K, we are going to fail. They are not singers. If it's strategy, I will need them. I will, yeah, because that's not their specialty. By the time I put Pastor Noboji, I put Mera, then I put Max Sam, they win, we have won. Once they go and sing, we don't have to sing. Religion is saying they have sung, so you have to sing. No, we don't have to sing. What we do, we carry the trophy like we sang. That's what makes us more than the conqueror. Are you listening to me? Religion is saying go and sing what they've sung for you. The gospel is that they already sang for you. Go and hold the trophy. That's what makes you more than the conqueror. People of God, Jesus died your death. Jesus was buried. Jesus resurrected. So when you stand blameless before God. When God looks at you, he doesn't see you. He sees Jesus, who is your high priest and your representative. For we do not have a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmity. He was in every way tempted, yet before without sin. So when God looks at you, he sees you without sin, because Jesus is without sin. He sees you blameless, because Jesus is blameless. You are as accepted in the beloved as Jesus. Shout yes, somebody. So I will never have to pay for my sins, because my high priest has represented me. When we put him and he wins, I'm not going to have to produce anything. Our producer won for us. I don't have to be a producer to enjoy in the production. Kabaye. Because when he produced for all of us. He's our representative. Because he won, we have won. Look at you. You never even played for Arsenal once. But once they win, we won. Ubi, we won. They won. You are just sharing in the glory in the same way. When Jesus died for me, when Jesus died as me, when he was buried,
I was buried with him. When he resurrected, I resurrected with him. Now I'm seated in Christ, heavenly places. I will never have to pay for my sins. All my sins are eternally forgiven, and I stand everlasting under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. Look at four people, tell them, I don't have to pay for any sin. Watching me at home, even if you feel condemned, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, even if your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart. I don't have to pay for my sins. All my sins are forgiven, aggressively forgiven. I stand under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. No guilt, no shame, no embarrassment before God. I come boldly on the good day. I come boldly on the bad day. I come boldly on the not so good day. I come boldly on the not so bad day. I come boldly because my priesthood doesn't change because of my behavior. No. My priesthood is eternal with the power of an endless life. Kabaye! Sit. Let's close this thing. Quick. Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto man once to die. Jesus kept that appointment for me. Somebody got it here. It is appointed unto man once to die. That appointment, Jesus kept it for me. So I don't have to die and face judgment. I die to see Jesus. That appointment, Jesus kept that appointment for me. So when I die, I don't see judgment. Absent from the body. No. We are confident of this. That absent from the body is present with Jesus. Not absent from the body, interrogation with angels. Absent from the body, present with Jesus. Absent from the body, no judgment, present with Jesus. Because Jesus kept this appointment. Kabaye! Kept the appointment for me. Kept the appointment for me. I'm preaching good. Put it up. Quickly. He said, give me this thing. Just go to TPT. My God. Are you seeing this? Every human being is appointed to die once and then face God's judgment. Give me the next verse. But when we die, that means we are not among those human beings that he was talking about. When we die, we will be face to face, not to judgment, with Jesus. The one who experienced death once and for all to bear the sins of many, and now those who eagerly await him, he will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to bring us to the fullness of salvation. That's the salvation of your body. My brother, my hair will grow again at the blast of the trumpet. I will come into my real stature. Some of you are usually taller than this, and Nigeria make you shorter. At the sound of the trumpet, your body will come into the glorified state. If you are fat, you'll be perfectly fat. If you are short, you'll be perfectly short. If you are tall, you'll be perfectly tall. If you are small, you'll be... Every BBL will fall out as we go to Jesus. Your real skin will show because we will see the glorified body. It will be perfect. It will be awesome because I am as he is. Sit down. We're just talking. Just talking. Glory to God. Glory to God. Am I preaching good, sir? My God. Ephesians says we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Not out of the riches of his grace. According to the riches of his grace. That means God forgive us with all that he has, all that he is, all that he can ever be. According. I can bless you out of my riches, but according to my riches, that's what he did, of the riches of it. Colossians 1:14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So the believer stands under the waterfalls
of forgiveness of sins. You do not have to pay for any of your sins. The thief on the cross did not even ask God for. He didn't apologize. He didn't say, Lord, forgive me my sins. He was not remorseful. Because you're not forgiven because you are remorseful. You are forgiven because he's merciful. Your remorse does not trigger forgiveness of sins. It's religion that is wrong with you. It is his grace that triggers forgiveness of sins. Are you listening to me? The Bible says, 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. My little children, these things I write unto you, that your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Your sins are permanently removed for his name's sake. Not because you cried. Not because you brought Qatar to the altar. No. That's not what brings forgiveness of sins. It's the mercies of God that triggers forgiveness of sins. Tell your neighbor, I'm eternally forgiven. I will never have to pay for my sins. Oh, come on, say. Say, I will never have to pay for my sins. Surely I will never have to pay for my sins. Give me the second slide. Let's go. Salvation is not man trying to fix or clean himself. Salvation's message is let the fixer and cleaner do it. How many of you stay in a house here? Hopefully. How many of you have a house that cleans itself? Even if you have a toilet that cleans itself, you installed it. How many of you have a house that you enter? Siri, Alexa, Google, time to wash plate. Even if you have dish washer, you put the plate inside. You will load it and you will now engage it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then you will empty it. When if it's not going to come down, I just start flying from your dish up. Yay! Mommy, where should I keep it? Keep it there. Keep it there. Then go and see. It's nothing like that. If it happens in your house, you will leave the house. In the same way, your body is the temple of God. God is responsible for keeping you clean. Work at your salvation with fear and trembling. Do you see the next verse? For it is God who is at work within you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's God's work. That's God's work. Give me this 13 in the next translation. Let's do this in a hurry. 13 in the next translation. TPT. God will continually revitalize you, implanting within you the passion to do what pleases him. God gives you new want to. Give me the next translation. For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work, that is strengthening, energizing, creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for his good pleasure. God who stopped Abimelech from sleeping with Sarah. Did I not teach you the other day? That Abimelech was boasting before God. And God, you know, I've not touched her. God said, okay, Benny, be quiet. Because I knew that you were deceived. I was the one who stopped you from sleeping with Sarah. It's not because by your will. Abimelech that was not born again. What is wrong with you? The problem is that you have not just let the fixer do the work of the fixing. You want to do it to him because you are, do maybe. Religion is inside. See, let me tell you something. The way you know a religious person, when you can tell the level of religion in anybody, is when they are in their mess. Yes. Because in your mess, there's something in you that you want to fix yourself. It's the mess that reveals the level of the message at work in you. Yes. Yes. Because I talk to members. It's not when everything is going on well. When they are in their mind, they are praying, they are doing vigil, they are having. It's when they have messed up. It's the level of mess that will show you whether the message has effect in their life. Because in the way to get out of mess, they get into works. Because how to get out of mess, what religion does is get into works. I can fix it. Let me do this. Let me stay away from this. You are still like Jacob. Let me do this. Let me do this. Let me pull out. Let me move around. Let me get out of it. Let me not be involved. Let me not be this. Check. And you know that is. That's how the devil brings you into isolation. That is a breeding ground for destruction. I can assure you this truth. Yeah. It's like you call it isolation. That is the foundation. Oh, you know them. Well, that's the I'm in my wilderness season. I'm in my. God is taking me through something. I just want to spend some time alone with the Lord. Where did you see that in the Bible? They will not do personal retreat for 3 months. Well, I'm not really into church, I'm into God. Where did you see that in your Bible? What's the color of your foolishness? Purple ingredients, okay. Don't try to fix yourself. Let the fixer what? Fix you. When the Bible says in John 3:3, that he that believes in this should purify himself. He was not saying fix yourself. He was saying he that has focused on Christ, that's how you get purified. 3:3, last it. Give me from verse 2. Two says, give me verse 2. Beloved, now, the Bible is so sweet, right? Now, it says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear. Now, Alma, this appear is not when he cracks the sky open. It's every time the gospel is taught and revealed. And when he shall appear, we be like him. For we shall see him. Keep the scripture. I want to say something. I don't know if you can handle it. Listen to me. I once asked some significant teacher in the meeting, when we see Jesus, how would it look like? Guess what he said to us? It will not be different of the revelation we have in church. You know how Jesus is revealed in church and you jump? It's the same reaction you have when you see Jesus. Because he's the word of God. When you see Jesus, that reaction, it will just be the same church reaction you have all the time. Maybe raised to power something. Because you are seeing him in his fullness. But don't think it will be anything outside of this convite. No, it will just be. You don't be shouting, Kappa, yay! That's all. So the I told you, I said, Jesus, don't touch me. Jesus, leave me. You know, now, Beburu, you see. Don't be Jesus, you see. You suck my hands. It's not Jesus. When you see him, it's the same way. So he's saying, Leave it. Hey, we don't have time. Watch this. Verse 2. It says, we shall be like him, for we shall see him what? Now go to 3. This is where he now says, every man that has that hope in him purifies himself. That means the more you see him, for ye are clean through the word that I've spoken unto you. So he's seeing Jesus that does the purifying process. It's when he's revealed. The more you see him, that's how it happens. It's not you going to walk to wash yourself. No. It's let the word of God do the work. And the word of God knows how to do. And you must know, hey, Jesus. Hi. I'll share it again during conference. One of my daughters said she had a revelation. I've shared it with you. And then she saw Jesus. You know, the word I used to have off this particular child of mine. Every time she's stressed, she sees nonsense. And I have them like that. I'm serious. You know, I think Dikintie was saying the other day that God has a lot of children. Yes, so I have a lot. They are yellow, black, and white. They are precious. I have all kinds. So she says she had one revelation. She came to me and said, Piflo, that thing you are saying is true. I said, how is it true? That she saw Jesus. Jesus stood in front of him. That picture in Revelations, his eyes was this. Everything was, and Jesus stood, that he was just there. She was just saying, Jesus, finally, you have come to me, Jesus. And then guess what this Jesus said to her? Don't worry, I will die for you. No, it's because you know better that you are saying, If they tell your mother, she will say, thank you, Jesus. Yes, now, if they tell your parents and your friend, no, you know what I'm saying, Mimi? It's because you know better. That's why you are saying, If you're not in Logic Church, you would have said, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. As soon as the beast, the lady said, as soon as the man said, I will die for you. Then she just said she heard my voice. But you, Jesus died for me. He died as me. When he was buried, I was buried with him. That is, this thing turned into a beast, screamed and left. So if she did not know, that thing for send a message. Go to my people, tell them. They should. You have received a ministry at this age and this time. This will, they will not come out IG live. I don't know, Jesus. Oh my God. Ring light. I now have a ministry. Now nonsense they see. The way to know. If the Bible says the devil transformed to an angel of light. So you can be seen, it looks like light. To an angel of light. So it's not how they appear, it's how they, what they are saying. I'm entering my conference message. It's not how they appear, it's what they say. You know, light travels faster than sound. That's why some people look so bright until you hear them talk. That when you see them, say, the way this girl, the lush, the everything, or you see him, say this, no, then you just talk, have you go, say, because light travels faster than sound. So it's not how they appear, it's what they are saying. Okay. Anyway, we can end. We'll end today now. Just 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 to 24. The point is, let the grace. God, yes, sir. I try as more. It's the third time today. What is happening? What is happening? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray that your whole body, because this is a lot of work, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, when you see this kind of scripture, they tell you that your whole spirit, soul, and body should be preserved blameless. But read the first line now. And the very God of peace sanctify you. So, holy. Throughout. So it's the sanctification that is talking about. But when a DJ wants to read this, say that your body must be prepared blameless. Spirit, soul, and body. They'll put the pressure on you and remove that he's the one doing it holy. So because the Bible knows that they can deceive us, he started it with what grace does, then he padded it with the next verse. Let's see the next verse. Let's read together in concert. 1, 2, 3, go.
Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it.
So that preservation of your spirit, soul, and body is God that does it. Not your neighbor say, let grace do the work. Say, let grace do the work. There's no part of the Christian race where we suspend grace. Glory to God. Give me the next slide. Let's go. Do this. Salvation brings you out of your past dead life, but doesn't leave you there. He welcomes you into the rich grace life. So when mercy said no to the judgment that you deserved, grace said yes to a life of that you did not deserve. Oh, Colossians says, he had delivered us from the dominion of darkness, but he didn't leave us there, and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So he didn't bring you out of prison and left you in front of prison. You are likely going to mess up again. The next police will use you to get a promotion. Yes. So what he did is that he brought us out and took us what? In. First Peter got this. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Glory God. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him that has called you out of darkness and left you there, but brought you into what? Next verse. He now says, which in time past were not a people, but now you are the people. You were not a people, but now you are the people. You were not a people, but now you are the people. Which had not obtained mercy, but now you have what? You have what? So stop praying to Father, show me mercy. Ah, Baba, shanu yo. Shanu. You have been shanu'd. Stay shanu'd. Stay in the consciousness of the shanu'ing of God. Of the shanu'ness. Say, Lord, you a prayer meeting. Lord, have mercy. Are you seeing this? But now have obtained mercy. Kabaye, past tense. I'm a recipient of the mercies of God. Give me this in TPT. Just 10 TPT. 10 TPT. Glory to God. For at one time you were not God's people, but now you are. At one time you knew nothing of God's mercy because you hadn't what? But now you are drenched. Because you stand under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. You are drenched with mercy. So when I touch you, say, mercy will touch you. Because I am soaked in mercy. I'm a conduit. I'm a carrier of the mercies of God. How do I give mercy? By preaching the gospel. I activate mercy. How do I forgive your sins? By teaching the gospel. As you accept it, your sins are forgiven. So I have activated forgiveness of sins. So you have power to forgive sins. How do you forgive sins? By teaching the gospel. Are you seeing what I'm saying? I say you have power to forgive sins. How do you forgive sins? By teaching the gospel. As soon as they received it, you are forgiving their sins. Whatever you bound on earth is bound in heaven. As they receive Jesus, all their sins are forgiven. Now they now stand under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins because of what you have seen, what you did. They too. You have given them for how? I teach you the gospel. You chop it. End of discussion. Flourish is here. Jesus is here. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. One more time. Glory to God. Next slide. Next slide. We need to go. Salvation comes with beautiful. That means Hebrew says, but beloved, we are persuaded of better things of you. The things that accompany salvation, though we talk speak. That's what salvation does. It comes with beautiful things. Salvation is not a cappella. It comes with beautiful things. Where are my singers? Oh, they've all retired. Give Stanley. Jesus. You know the song? Okay, beautiful. Stanley, is that your key?
Jesus is low.
No, just low. So salvation is not one man singing. I need the other guys. Salvation comes with all the accompaniment of the Spirit. Are you listening to me? So when you hear salvation, Romans 8:32, if he freely gave you Jesus, how won't he with Jesus also give you? Matthew says, why are you behaving like the Gentiles running after money? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Watch. And his righteousness, not your righteousness. His righteousness, that which the gospel. Oh, you just got it now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the gospel. Once you seek his righteousness, which is the gospel, all these other things shall be added to you. They will accompany you. Thank you. They are accompanying you. Glory to God. So it's like Stanley sing one more time. If you have the song.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
At the chord of progress. 1, 2, 3, go.
All that's good.
Add the strings. Quickly.
Comes from
okay, instrument stop. 1, 2, 3, go.
You're the heart of my
that's only him singing alone.
The hope for
Paul is saying, the writer of the book of Hebrews is saying, salvation is not like this. Salvation doesn't stand alone. Salvation comes with the chord of progress, comes with the strings of healing, comes with the drums of breakthrough, comes with the bars of power, comes with the trumpet of miracles, comes with the violin of grace. So which do you prefer? I decree your life will be sweet. I said your life will be sweet. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said your life will be sweet. The blessedness of salvation. I'll activate it on your life. Right now. In the name of Jesus.
You're the center of my joy.
Give God praise. And sit. Let's go. Are you blessed? Next, my last point. Salvation is what? Put it there. Salvation is what? Any salvation that is not eternal is a scam. The eternal Father cannot give birth to temporary sons. No. The everlasting Father cannot give birth to temporary sons. Salvation is what? Eternal. is eternal. Eternal. It says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. Hebrews says eternal salvation, eternal redemption, eternal inheritance. Eternality, three times, not once. Eternal is in scripture. Give me Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? Shall persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Next verse. For as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Next. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conqueror. We are not more than conqueror because we love him. We are more than conqueror because he loves us. It is through the love of God that we secure our victory in Christ Jesus. Next verse. It now says, for I am persuaded. Keep it. Paul says, we are confident of this, absent from the body. Here, it now says, we are persuaded. That means on this matter, we are not on the fence. We know. This. We are certain. We are sure. It's crystal clear. We are persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present. Okay, wait, oh, just in case something happens in the future. No things to come. Next verse. No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from. That's where we got logic from. That we're able to separate us from where? The love of God in Christ. So how can you be a logic member and you don't know this? Nothing shall be able to, from the love of God in Christ. If I read this in the Message translation, you put, there'll be fight now. Message. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homeless. In the bid to teach believers to be better, to shine, to be matured, to give fruits of repentance, do not destroy eternal work. I understand that. That's what we taught, love, life, impact. Love, life, impact. I came at you strong to be better. I'm saying in the bid to teach believers to be better, to dress well, to be well, to do well, to make impact, do not destroy the eternality of the finished work. No. It is promiscuous enough to love you the way you are, powerful to change you into who he is. But whilst you are in the journey of change, your salvation is secured. It's secured. It's sealed. It's sealed. I don't have time. Let me show you something. Okay. Jude 1:24. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Hebrews 7:25. Is able to save to the uttermost. I'm showing you scriptures. What if I fall? Jude 1:24. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and then present you blameless. Hebrews 7:25. He's able to save to the uttermost. Okay, give me this in AMPC so I will understand what uttermost means. Therefore, he's able to also to save to the uttermost, completely, perfectly, finally, for all time and eternity, those who come to God through him, since he's always living to make petitions to God and intercede with him and intervene for them. Don't fight me, fight the scriptures. Hebrews 9:12, TPT. We'll read it together. Hebrews 9:12, TPT. Hebrews 9:12, TPT. As I raise to a close. Hebrews 9:12. Father, we pray peace upon your minds there. It's taught service. Somebody's hungry there. Can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. Let's read it again. 1, 2, 3, go.
alone. He alone.
No collaboration from you. Like I said, my cars are insured. I don't speak the blood over my cars. If anything happens to the car, they're right there. Insurance pays me quickly. I don't do that. Some of you are more anointed than me, so you position angels for your insurance. It's okay to the blood. Congratulations. I insure my cars. Now, it's like somebody telling you, sir, to take everything you own. Then go and bring your mother and your father, your children yet unborn, and your wife to invest in a business. Then you now say, okay, what is the return? They say, it depends on the people that you are doing it with. If they cooperate, if they don't cooperate, will you do it? Why do you think God will do that? That God will give his life and all that he is for your salvation, and you think he will not insure it? He's a good business God. He's a wise God. To the King, eternal, immortal, the only wise God. That wisdom is... When you even sing, it shall be permanent. What is permanent that you're talking about? Tell me. Your car. Oh, your house. Oh, is it your phone or the Bone Street that is permanent? Oh, your job. Your job is permanent. Your business is permanent. Even your wife is not permanent. Your husband is not permanent. Break it. Your children are not permanent. The only thing that is permanent is salvation. That's salvation. When the Bible says he that has begun a good work in you is able to complete it, what do you think he's talking about? You actually think he's talking about your job. And that project. And the house that you are building. What do you think the Bible is talking about? He that has begun a good work in you is able to complete it until the day of Christ. What do you think he's talking about? Your village house. That's your dreams and your project. He's talking about salvation. He's talking about salvation. Glory to God. So when you say, he who's begun a good work in you, is salvation. No. He's saying that salvation that has started in you is able to complete it. See me, look for the scripture for me quickly. Come on, wake up. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it. Are you not seeing until the day of Christ Jesus there? Or Jesus Christ? You don't see that part? You think it's until the day that they pay you the or you get paid for the contract? Read the scripture complete now. It says until the day of Jesus Christ. You did not see that one. He who began is able to complete. Complete what? I don't understand. Oh, our church building. Oh. John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 27. John 10, 27. Oviri, come quick. It says, my sheep hear me. My voice. Guess what? And they follow me. And they are following me. He now says, and I will give them eternal life. And they shall. Is this thing not clear enough? They shall what? He now says, neither shall any man. You know what arrogance is? Is you saying, what if I pluck myself away? Because you're not a man. That's the definition of arrogance and pride. Sir, what if me, I decide to pluck myself away? Pluckers club. Are you not any man? He said, no, any man, pluck them out of my hands. Next verse. He now says, my father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my father's hand. Two factor. He did my hand. He did my father's hand. You see, listen to me. Thank you. I'm going home now. When I go home, I will not ask my house and the stewards, and including my mother, Where is Sozo and Salem? They say, I don't know. We'll be in the news. Along, we'll be in the news. Surely as the Lord lives, we'll be trending tomorrow morning. A lot of things will go wrong. Oh, no. A lot of things will... Where is my daughter? Eh? Ye? So? Hmm? I left something in your hand. In the same way God left believer in the hand of the Holy Ghost and Jesus. And you say at the sound of the trumpet, Jesus go explain, say, God, there was a time. There was a what? A deep being, I knew you, I would have given you. This one says he doesn't want to serve you again. So, God, what do you want me to? All that my Father has given me, none. I will lose no one. This is Jesus speaking. Say, all that I will lose no one. Salvation is one chance. Are you playing? Say, where is your child? Are you serious? Are you? Then God will ask the Holy Spirit, where is? You say, eh? God did not even call Eve. He said, Adam, where are you? That one died with his wife. The second Adam died for the wife. First Adam died with. They give her, he died. Second one died for. Because when God called, you think he didn't see Eve. He called Adam, I put you in charge. I'm talking Genesis. People of God, when you enter the flight, you entered with your will. That's how you stroll into the flight. As you sit down by your will, you use your seat belt, your will. Once they lock the door, sister, they've locked your will away. Even if you left your child at the airport, once he hits the runway, you are going to land at... Go, watch Home Alone now. You get to your destination first. Now you can be in the plane constituting a nuisance. They will tie you in the plane. They may even block your mouth in the plane because you are disturbing everybody. But they cannot throw you out of the plane. You cannot behave yourself from heaven to from hell to heaven. You didn't hear me. You can't behave yourself from hell that you were going to hell. But you now behaved yourself into heaven. You can only believe yourself into heaven. In the same way, you cannot misbehave your way out of this heaven. They will chain you. You will lose the benefit of the plane. You may not eat, but you are in the plane. You may leave your seat from business class and say, I'm going to economy. I'm not doing it again. I've backslided. The plane is going to the destination. They play. Because we are not of them that draw back. This thing is eternal. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Yes, irresponsible Christian, but sorry, heaven bound. Yes, prodigal son, breaking news, not prodigal servant, he's still a son. Yes, oh, not foolish virgins. Guess what? They are still virgins. They didn't become foolish harlots. They are foolish virgins, but they are still in the family. Like you and I have cousins, siblings that we are not proud of, but when there's a family... Auntie, how are you? Just there's nothing because his DNA matter in the same way. The blood of Jesus, that blood that washed you, is what cleansed them too. And if any man is in Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. So I'm not waiting for the blast of the trumpet to know whether I'm condemned or not. I have my report card now that I am not condemned. I'm heaven bound. The reason I'm going to heaven, I'm sure of this, is that at the blast of the trumpet, heaven is coming to take heaven back to heaven. Because when Jesus came inside of me, heaven sat in my spirit.
In him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being. Christ in me is the full experience of glory. As he is, so am I in this world. I am in him justified. He is in me glorified. I hope with these few words of mine, I've been able to convince you and not confuse you that you are heaven bound and there is nothing the devil can do about it. Soteria is forever. Don't fight me. Find the producer. He produced the product to stay forever. It does not have expiring date. Is the author of eternal salvation. The product was produced to stay forever to everyone who has received it. Being born again, not of corruptible sperm, but incorruptible sperm by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. So once that seed of God's word enters into you, it abides. It's indestructible. Your sin cannot destroy the seed. The seed will fix the sin. This is the message of the gospel. And I will stand before God knowing that I hid nothing from you. I told you as it is. I hid nothing from you. I hid nothing from you. I told you as it is. Should you be responsible? Yes. Lest you send people to hell with your bad behavior. But unfortunately, the promiscuity of God's grace is the thief on the cross. He didn't even ask God for forgiveness. He didn't repent. He just said, Abobe, we don't know. What did it happen today? Say, man, I deal with you. I'm telling you, in today's language, Baba, I deal with you. No mind that guy, you. That's all he said. He didn't say, Baba, normally, I know, man. If you don't mess up, man, I go beg them. Jesus didn't say, don't talk to me. Come down from the cross. Go ahead to the people. Apologize down to them and beg at them. Restituted to them. And then come to me if there is still time that I'm still here alive, that thou mayest be with me. Jesus just said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. This guy ascended with Abraham and all their other fathers of faith into heaven. When they got to heaven, Bobby, what are you doing here? That guy at the middle of the cross said, I should come. Did you do LFC? What is LFC? That man at the middle of the cross said, I should come. Did you pass LDC? You don't know, say, I'll be Omila for there. But before I buy, that guy said, come. Did you give? No. And that thief had the thief, now they take cash. You know, the hated the talk. But before I buy, the guy in the middle said, come. And I came. This is the gospel. So if you miss, what do you think Hebrews was saying? Why do you neglect so great a salvation? What do you have to lose? Believe, receive him, and you have eternal life. Trevor Noah was talking on one show the other day. And was talking to his other guys. I said, my religion is better than you. Go and Google it. He was like, no, all I need to do is believe in Jesus. He was so cool. I'm like, I think it was Deaconess Ayo that sent it to me. I'm like, so this guy knows the gospel more than many bishops in Nigeria. He was like, no, all I need to do is believe in Jesus. And I'm heaven bound. Why doesn't the average believer know this truth? You start hearing, are you now saying? Does that now mean? So you are now saying, if they, in the very act, the trumpet sound, a woman was caught in the act of adultery, what did Jesus do to her? Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. What would Jesus do to anybody caught in the act of adultery when he comes? Neither do I condemn you. Go on. Because Jesus Christ is the same today. Again, I hope with these few words of mine,
First timers, don't rush. Don't leave. I want us to give quickly and close the service. Take your offerings. Let's give quickly and close the service.